Hello, everyone, and thank you so much. We're being joined by our attorney friend, Ron Drescher, and he's going to talk with us about how to keep your tax refund if you're in bankruptcy or while you're in bankruptcy. So, Ron, welcome back to This Needs to Be Said. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, and this is a great topic, great time of year to have this topic, because people always have questions, and this is one I haven't personally had someone ask me yet. But since we're right here on the platform, people are going to be like, oh, I didn't know, because they may have not wanted to tell me about the big bad B word anyway. So
that
even though we know it's not a bad word, you've been teaching us here that it's really a great way to help us get back on the right track. So during this time of the year, beginning of the year, people are, you know, looking at, you know, filing taxes and getting ready for those things. Talk to us about how these two could possibly go together, tax refund and bankruptcy.
Well, all right. A tax refund represents income that you've earned during the course of the year that you loaned to the IRS, and they're going to pay you back after you file your tax return. So that is an asset of yours. Now, even if you haven't received it yet, even if you haven't prepared your tax return, it's an asset that you have that would need to be disclosed on your schedule of assets if you were to file bankruptcy. Now, every state has a limit as to how much of your assets you are allowed to keep when you file bankruptcy. And it's different in every state. This is not a uniform federal standard. I mean, the federal bankruptcy code has a list of the assets you're allowed to keep and the dollar amounts, but it allows the states to opt out of that list and prepare their own. And almost every state does prepare their own. And so you're bound by what the state allows you to keep. Now, I'm most familiar with Maryland. That's where I do most of my work. And Maryland allows you to keep $12,000 worth of your stuff that's not your primary residence. And there's a legal term for it. The legal term is not your stuff, although to me that's the most meaningful thing. The legal term is your exemptions. Exemptions are the amount of money or property or assets or stuff that you're allowed to keep even though you're not paying your creditors in full. So in Maryland, you're allowed to keep $23,000 worth of the equity in your home. You're allowed to keep $1,000 worth of anything that you'd find in your house. And then you're allowed to keep about $11,000 of almost anything else. And there are some refinements in there, but usually we're talking about that $11,000 that's discretionary for people in bankruptcy to keep. So bearing that, now let's go back to the tax refund. You're going to get this tax refund. And you have other things. You've got, you know, maybe you've got a wedding ring. Maybe you've got you know, money sitting in a bank account. Maybe you've got a car that's paid off. These are all assets that a trustee in bankruptcy are going to look at in deciding whether or not you have assets that can be sold to pay creditors. And that's the trustee's function. Now, the trustee's not out to hurt you. The trustee's not out to, you know, make sure that you don't get your bankruptcy. The trustee's only looking to see if you've got assets that can be used to pay your creditors, even if it's as little as a penny on a dollar. That's what the trustee is going to, that's the trustee's role. So the trustee loves tax refunds, because it's cash. It's easy cash that he's going to be able to grab as soon as you file your tax return. So your first move in, you know, if you know you're going to be filing bankruptcy, is to, you know, look at all of your assets, sit down with your lawyer, look at your assets and say, okay, what tax refund am I expecting to get back? How much is that going to be? How much are the other assets I have? Are those going to fit into the exemption limit that I have? And then you can decide, do I file? All right. If you have to decide then, am I going to file bankruptcy now or am I going to wait until after I get my refund and then file the bankruptcy? It depends. Because if you're going to have a refund that's going to put you over that exemption limit, we call that an asset case or an over-exempt case, because you're over what's exempt, then, you know, you ought to wait to file your bankruptcy case, because that way you can collect your cash, spend it down on certain things, and we can talk about that. That's probably a subject for a different interview. But you can spend it down on things until you know that your assets are within the exemption limit in your state. Then you file bankruptcy, you get to keep all your assets. On the other hand, if you say, well, all right, I've got, you know, $3,000 value in my car, and I've got, you know, stuff in my house, which is never worth as much as people think it is, and I've got some cash in the bank and cash in a savings account, and I'm going to get $4,000 back from my tax refund, and that's all less than the total amount of exemptions I'm allowed to keep under my state law, then you should go ahead and file the bankruptcy now, and then you'll be fine when your tax refund actually comes in.
So you're saying that I'm making payment arrangements. I have the trustee, and the trustee is negotiating for me, so I have a payment arrangement established to repay my creditors. Am I understanding that correctly?
No. You want to avoid a payment arrangement when you file bankruptcy.
Okay.
The perfect case, and this is a Chapter 7 case, the perfect case is you file your bankruptcy, you have less equity in your assets than the amount of exempt property you're allowed to keep. All right. If that's the case, the trustee will say, well, then there's nothing here for me to liquidate to pay creditors. And he closes your case as what's called a no asset case. That's what you want to do. But you need to know your numbers before you pull the trigger on the bankruptcy. Because once you pull the trigger, you can't go back and you can't really fix it.
Okay.
So what I'm here doing is I'm endorsing and urging your listeners to, you know, really kind of scratch their heads and think, well, I better get help and figure out what my options are before I file the bankruptcy, so that I can, you know, plan it accordingly, so I can keep the maximum amount of assets that I can legally. Now, you'll notice I'm not saying you should time when to file the return. I think you should always file the return pretty much as soon as you can. Because even if you haven't filed the return, the mere fact that you might be due a refund when you do file a return is enough of an asset that it has to be listed in your bankruptcy papers, and the Chapter 7 trustee will just hold your case open till you file the tax return. And so there's no play in timing the filing of the tax return, but there's a lot of play in timing the filing of the bankruptcy case.
And they would definitely need to talk with someone like yourself. What I've learned over the years I've been in business, I've heard people say, let the experts do it. And the first thing that comes into people's minds is, oh, no, it's going to cost me a lot of money. I'm not going to be able to afford to do it. The thing is, you can't afford not to do it. And I've learned more times than not the hard way. It's been more expensive for me to try to do these things on my own, anything. And I'm not talking about filing bankruptcy. I don't even think that's something that you can do on your own. But trying to piece it together online and read, maybe watch some YouTube, don't do it. I'm just telling you, don't do any of that. Let someone who knows this whole system, let them help you. And then you'll find out if you – because like he said, we value things sometimes in our house more than what they are. So you may think you need to be in bankruptcy, and you may not be. The attorneys that I bring onto This Needs to Be Said are here to deal with you with integrity, and they're here to educate you. And Ron has been on with us before several times, and his mission is to help you better understand what your options are. So don't get yourself, you know, all into a jam if you don't have to. Right, Ron?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Listen, this has been This has been really good as usual. And I know people are relieved at hearing they can keep that refund, because a lot of times people are catching up things. They may not really be consciously thinking that they're loaning the money to the government, but they're saying there's a repair at the, you know, house I need to get fixed. There's, you know, they just want to get caught up on something. They want to fix something. They want to get a new vehicle, whatever, something more reliable, and they're nervous. If I, you know, if I'm filing bankruptcy or if I'm in bankruptcy, like, what do I do? Can I do anything? And being able to get in touch with someone like yourself can give them a better idea of their particular situation, because we're speaking in big, broad strokes here, but your individual situation will change things, and Ron can guide you on that. Ron, did you have more that you want to share before you gave them your information on how to contact you?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's pretty standard in my industry that you're going to get about a half an hour consult with a bankruptcy lawyer, and they'll waive the fee. So you get to sit in front of a lawyer without paying, tell him your story, and the lawyer will diagnose what's going on with you and give you the best course of action. It's kind of remarkable that you get that kind of value for nothing. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. So that's
absolutely
one of the reasons
not.
Why they're afraid to see the bankruptcy lawyer. I'm always mm-hmm. amazed when people say, well, you know what, I'm gonna do this thing, and then I'll talk to the lawyer and get my options. And I'm it's remarkable. Why would you do that? Why wouldn't – you're not – you know, especially for the first half hour, you're not – so I'll never figure out why people make that decision when – you know, it's kind of critically important.
So you've heard it from Ron, our attorney, Ron Drescher, and he's talking with us today about how to keep your tax refund in bankruptcy. Ron, tell people how they can get in touch with you outside of this needs to be said.
Well, you could always call our office at 410-484-9000. And you could always visit us online at DrescherLaw.com, DrescherLaw.com, or you can send me an email, Ron Drescher, at RONDRESCHER, at DrescherLaw.com. Love to talk to you.
Awesome. Until next time, Ron, have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Well, great. Thank you very much for having me.